are the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 9th of April, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, Rice and Beans Theater examines the resistance movement in Hong Kong with yellow objects. Digital Carnival Z gives us a dystopian wedding in Union, and Amber's Descent, a local indie horror thriller, hits our streams in May. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
Someone's watching over you.
Jim. Where am I?
Kalispell. Where else would you be?
The house seems so lonely.
But I think the house is ready for a new occupant, don't you?
What made you come here?
She's lost a lot of blood. Stay with me. Stay with me.
The solitude does wonders for my work.
Why here? This place is so isolated. Isn't there anyone that misses you?
His name was Mark, and I loved him very much.
Oh, Amber, see what you made me do.
This house is haunted.
Hello, Amber.
You fell asleep. This house can do that to you. That's what makes it special.
She came to me.
You saw her.
A brunette. These eyes.
I know who you are. I look like you in my dream.
Quiet!
Those notes. I didn't write them.
This is an old town, Amber. Lots of history here. Some of it unsavory.
Oh my God!
You're a very lucky woman. Someone's watching over you.
Where am I?
Kalispell. Where else would you be?
Oh, boy, kids. Scary. Ooh. Arr. That is the trailer for Amber's Descent, a new Made in BC indie horror thriller that has just been released in the U.S. and will be available in our country next month. It stars local scream queen Kayla Stanton as Amber Waltz, a gifted pianist with a disturbing past, who retreats to an isolated country house with hopes of completing her latest symphony. There, she meets Jim, a handyman she hires who takes an unusual interest in helping her look after the house. As her work progresses, Amber starts to hear strange noises, humming and whispers beckoning her, leading her to believe the house is haunted. When notes appear to write themselves on the pages of her music sheets, Amber finds herself surrounded by the dark mysteries of the house. She uncovers a deadly secret and begins her descent, the unraveling of her own sanity. Ooh. Amber's Descent is available in the U.S. right now on the usual streaming services, and we can see it in Canada starting on May the 4th. If you want to find out more, go to Breaking Glass Pictures on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
a skull. Well, life is very dull. Jammed like slugs in Tupperware. It's squirming to get sick of sucking news out of the eyeballs and the nostrils. Second-hand sensations just have never been eat. Longs to meet another brain without the use of buffers. Dreaming, scheming, screaming for some unimpeded love.
Moving out the brain.
Up against mine, and lips touch lips and nerve ends meet. Contact.
Single, single, single.
Brains are still so far apart. Oh, cruel separation. Telegraphing loneliness through miles and miles. Against each other and to men.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM
in Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Your heart's out.
Isolation Suite, the audio series by Tim Carlson. It's a theater conspiracy Rumble Theater co-production, a hybrid of rock and roll, poetry, and drama that sonically explores survival as a creative act. It introduces us to Undone. This aging, isolated musician is going gray, fast, not just physically, but socially, psychologically, even technologically. Ghosted by friends and society at large, he fades towards invisibility in a Vancouver that seems increasingly surreal. Featuring live music by Cold Calculi, that's Tim Carlson and Christy Watson, Isolation Suite captures the soundscape of Undone's descent into grayness, the noise and confusion that inspires music. Originally slated to make its stage debut this spring, the pandemic forced a pivot and a reimagined way to present the piece. Leaning into the sonic side of the show, Isolation Suite is now a six-part audio series, accompanied by music videos and a multimedia website. The world online premiere of Isolation Suite is April 15th, and it's available as part of the Isolation Suite experience on isolationsuite.ca. It'll also be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other major platforms. Now, to give you a taste of the show and its music, we've got the soundtrack portion of a video called We Teach Our Objects How to Speak Our Language by Marjorie Kraweka and Ula Laidlaw. And I would definitely recommend checking out the video. It's on YouTube. Just look for We Teach Our Objects How to Speak Our Language.
Guitar followed me around with that hollow cyclops eye. I turned its face to the wall. I used to love that thing. I don't know what to feel about the things I once loved.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Grief and its necessity, sputtering and flinching, full of haunting echoes, supreme hopefulness and self-canceling disbelief will scramble to reframe memory.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Loss makes memories visible, a self-suturing wound. Equal parts, bridge and void, narrow span of consciousness. Picture a familiar cabinet emptied, filled with projections at a glance.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Turntables in for repair. Its absence left a dust-free square. My mind projected, remained in light right there. I heard the whole album, Doctor, back to front, I swear.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Is that a bird? Is that a drone?
Rice and Beans Theater presents the world premiere of Yellow Objects, written and directed by award-winning playwright Derek Chan. Part digital experience, part theatrical installation, Yellow Objects invites audiences to question our responsibility to future generations by stepping into a Hong Kong of two eras, 2019 and 2050. Inspired by the ongoing pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong and the Chinese government's oppressive enforcement of the national security law, audiences can step into the world of Yellow Objects through the shoes of protagonists Sandra Wong and Uncle Chan. It all starts online with a series of short digital narrative adventures available April 19th. Then, starting May 4th, at the Fire Hall Arts Center's courtyard at Goran Cordova, viewers can witness the rest of Sandra and Uncle Chan's journey with a trip to the Chinese underworld and beyond, culminating in a final act of political defiance against tyranny. Sounds like fun. You can find out more about Yellow Objects by going to riceandbeanstheater.com.
Come on, hit it!
And to get you in the mood, here's a track from Yellow Objects. It's a piece called My Neighbor and the Dandelions. It's an allegory that meditates on the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong.
Around springtime of 2014, a new neighbor moved in across the street. His red-roofed mansion shot up within a week. An impressive expansion, a near-impossible feat. An absentee owner who showed up whenever he pleased, airing out the windows, pulling up weeds.
Name's Winnie, by the way, because I like to win.
The two of us mostly kept to ourselves. Every time he came back, he looked a bit different. Enough for me to notice, but not enough to say. Then came September. A little flower bloomed in my yard. Of all the things to say, my funny neighbor said to me,
"Dandelion is a weed, my friend. You'd better kill it before it spreads."
He shook his fist in the air as he walked away in dismay. That's when something perplexing caught my eye. "Hey, wait just a minute," I yelled across my yard. "Where exactly did you get that watch? It looks just like mine."
None of your damn business, he said. Not like it's one of a kind. Just keep those pesky weeds of yours in line, or I'll whack them all next time. It was now mid-December, and winter had finally arrived. My gold watch was nowhere to be seen, but my yellow dandelions thrived. My psoriasis was getting worse, like an old Chinese curse. I thought it was just an old wives' tale, thought it was just an ancient myth. He who dares renounce his blood shall be covered in fish scales. 7 for each ancestor he deserted, 17 more every day. A pungent smell interrupted my skin relief routine. A toxic smog, an eye-watering fog. My neighbor wearing my off-white linen shirt, spewing red poison all over my garden, prancing on my dandelions with gleeful abandon. In that moment, I did what any reasonable man would. Instead of chasing off the lunatic, I shut my window and left him to his deeds. I don't know why, but that was my tactic. I stood by and let him do whatever he pleased. I stood by and did nothing at all. I did nothing, and damn, he was pleased. One by one, I watched my precious flowers wither, thinking how next time I would just do better. 79 days, my fellow flowers thrived. Then came winter, and the dandelions died. Maybe just thinking was where it all went wrong. Thinking of a field of dandelions gone.
You cannot be tamed. Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Straight to hell, and you've got to ask the Lord into your heart.
Cinevolution Media Arts Society announces the return of their flagship annual event, Digital Carnival Z, a festival of cutting-edge media and art for audiences of all ages. The festival will be headlined by Union, an exhibition and experience created by critically acclaimed artists Nancy Lee and Kieran Bumber, held at the Richmond Art Gallery from April 24th through the 5th of June. Set in the year 3000, Union imagines a world in which the nation-state has collapsed and viral air pollution limits habitable space and physical contact. All digital information has been lost, and most print material has been used for fuel. Cultural memory, passed down from generation to generation, remains dormant until accessed through sacred ritual of spiritual union, such as weddings and physical intimacy. Union is about two beings discovering their ancestral memories through the longing for touch and rituals practiced in their post-apocalyptic wedding ceremonies. You will become immersed in this new world via a series of experiences, including a two-channel short film installation, 3D printed sculptures, propaganda messages, and a virtual environment that can be experienced online. Find out more. Go to www.union.land.
Can hear the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed
IMGX Installation Dance and Art at Presentation House Theater is a dance show about imagery, from literal to figurative, and that connects audiences virtually to video, art, and performance. The dance piece will live stream in real time from the theater on April 24th at 7 o'clock. The event also invites audiences into a free virtual gallery from April 21st to 25th. Livestream tickets are available via tickets.phtheater.org, and more information about Presentation House and show details can be found at phtheater.org. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. It's a Zoo is looking for a part-time managing producer to work alongside artistic producer Sebastian Archibald. The position includes admin, finances, budgeting, producing, and creative input in programming, marketing, and fundraising. As they're a project-based company, the workload ebbs and flows depending on season and programming, but it's looking for an average of 35 hours per month. If you're interested, you can check out the detailed job posting at itsazoo.org/news. The New Aesthetics 2021 application deadline is April 15th. New Aesthetics is a biennial summer intensive for mid-career artists where Theater Replacement invites international artists to... Let's start again. Theater Replacement's New Aesthetics is a biennial summer... Theater Replacement's New Aesthetics is a biennial summer intensive for mid-career artists where international artists are invited to share their practice with a group of working artists from around the world. The 2021 New Aesthetics Performance Intensive will be led by live artists and director of the OSUN Center for Human Rights and the Arts at Bard College, Tanya El-Khoury, who Vancouver audiences were last able to experience in Gardens Speak at the Push Festival of 2019. Over the week she spends at New Aesthetics, Tanya will share a selection of her works with the participants to discuss ideas that are central to her practice. These include the right to the city and site-specific performance, the politics of one-on-one performance, the use of oral history, performing borders, and audiences' embodiment and inactivity. I couldn't hold that one in. Let's start that one all over again. Theater Replacement's New Aesthetics 2021 is a biennial summer intensive for mid-career artists, where Theater Replacement invites international artists to share their practice with a group of working artists from around the world. The 2021 New Aesthetics Performance Intensive will be led by live artist and director of the OSUN Center. The 2021 New Aesthetics Performance Intensive will be led by live artist and director of the OSUN Center for Human Rights and the Art of the... The 2021 New Aesthetics Performance Intensive will be led by live artist and director of the OSUN Center for Human Rights and the Arts at Bard College, Tanya El-Khoury, who Vancouver audiences were last able to experience in Gardens Speak at the Push Festival of 2019. Over the week she spends at New Aesthetics, Tanya will share a selection of her works with the participants to discuss ideas that are central to her practice. These include the right to the city and site-specific performance, the politics of one-on-one performance, the use of oral histories, performing borders, and audiences' embodiment with interactivity. The workshop will involve discussions, viewings, readings, and exercises. It runs July 19th to the 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And due to the shift to an online delivery and the hosting of one instructor rather than two, participants will be limited to only 14. But class time is only 3 hours a day. Tuition is $375 plus GST, and you can enroll and find out more information at theaterreplacement.org. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You got ants in your pants, freak your starship. We'll be right back. So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Red Herring, Yukon Blonde, Cold Calculi, The Judies, Lauren Porter, Frazee Ford, Dew, Savannah Reed, Madeline Reed, and Clone. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out TheaterWire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Mardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you.